Well, Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and the history stories of northern Minnesota. And we've got a guest in the house, two guests in the house. Great River Animal Rescue, just outside of Bemidji, is one of only three shelters in the country that uses a specific behavior program to retrain shelter dogs that have some unsavory behaviors and then eventually get them safely into homes. I suppose you could say we have a group of animal whisperers in our midst, and they're called the Mod Squad. Ethan Larson is the program coordinator for the Mod Squad in Bemidji, and he's here in the studio to talk about it.
The Mod Squad is a volunteer-based behavior modification and training program for our shelter dogs at Great River Rescue.
Okay, so how did all this start?
Well, in early 2014, Great River Rescue was awarded a grant to set up their own behavior program because we have so many dogs at the shelter that need training for behavior issues and other issues because they have extended stays at our shelter that, like people, they go
bonkers?
Yes.
Not good for their mental health. Huh?
Yeah,
they need mental health help.
So after we awarded the grant, we kind of scoured the country to see which shelter had a behavior program already in place. And we found a shelter in Wisconsin that had a program in place for over 5 years that was established and well-funded and well-known.
Mm-hmm.
So we contacted them, and that's what started.
Okay. So what kind of behaviors? I know that you take in shelter dogs, dogs that have been found or they have no homes. What kind of behaviors are you able to train out of these dogs? I mean, I've adopted two dogs that were real headaches, I guess, in the beginning. But I had to be trained on how.
You were a whisperer.
I don't know that I was a whisperer, but I figured out a plan, and then now the dogs. I mean, they both grew into these wonderful family dogs. But mm-hmm. What kinds of behaviors are you able to train out of dogs?
Are these dogs? Their behavior issues are wide ranging. They have dog-on-dog aggression, food guarding, biting is one of the top ones that we see, shyness, dog-on-person aggression.
Okay.
So, like I said, it's wide-ranging. There's not one single issue that...
Right. So it's all those things that make a dog really can be unadoptable at that point. You know, if you've got a dog who's picking fights with other dogs or attacking, well, or nipping at people and things like that. What's the process when a dog comes to you? What happens?
We've got four awesome volunteers in the program. Without these volunteers, we wouldn't have a program. And when I do promotions, I try and give a lot of the credit to the volunteers because they are our first line of defense in working with these dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And when each dog comes to the shelter, the volunteers do a behavior assessment on these dogs to determine, okay, what behaviors they have and what probably could be the best training plan going forward, and if they have enough behavior issues, then they would recommend that they be in the program. But we only have two dogs in the program at the same time.
Okay.
So they'd sort of be put on a waiting list if we already have two, or they'd be sort of worked with on the side,
mm-hmm,
until one of our current dogs got adopted. So then
they stay at your Great River where they're where they're housed, and they stay there until they're ready to go and adopt it out. There is a dog sitting here with us today. Tell us about Shiloh.
I started working at the Great River Rescue. It'd be around 3 years ago today, actually.
Happy birthday anniversary.
So on my first day on the job, I did a visual assessment on all the dogs that were there at the time. And this little Chihuahua was in this big, huge kennel. And so I stopped right in front of that kennel, and the director who was showing me all these dogs said, was telling me, okay, what the his issues were, and I was sort of half paying attention to it, but I was sort of watching the dog most of the time, and we sort of bonded at that second, and one thing led to another, and within a couple weeks, I fostered him to see if he'd get along with my other dog at home and my cats, and he did, and within the next week, I officially adopted him and
took him home.
He doesn't seem to have any issues here. We might want to keep those sharp nails off the albums, but he's so well behaved.
So what?
He has not moved since the interview started.
Yeah,
not
he's just perfect.
Back feet or front feet or just
After I adopted him, if he had any issues arise, I would train him myself, like a individual one-on-one training.
Yeah.
So that he wouldn't regress back into.
Are the dogs worked with every single day out there when they're in their training sessions or therapy? I guess we call it therapy.
They are worked multiple times a week. Sometimes it's not every day. It's based on the volunteers' availability, because the volunteers, they have full-time jobs. So it's a volunteer base. It's not a job. They're not paid to.
And they've been trained in the program?
A few times since the program started, we've had a animal behaviorist from Wisconsin come, and first time she came, she taught the volunteers on how to work with the dogs, and then the second and third time she came back up to see how we progressed.
Are you looking for more volunteers?
Yes, we are.
How can people get involved with your program and or help out in any way?
We've got a link on our website that interested and prospective members of the community can go to. We've got a member sheet and an application, but they'd have to be shelter volunteers first for a small amount of time before they become Mod Squad volunteers.
Okay.
Because being a Mod Squad volunteer is time consuming, so we've got certain guidelines before they can become.
So would that be greatriverrescue.org or?
GreatRiverRescue.com.
GreatRiverRescue.com. So that's where people can go to get involved in one way or another, or start that process.
And it's actually GreatRiverRescue.com/volunteer/donate/Mod Squad.
Okay.
That's the whole.
We'll put a link to that on our website with the story. And then for anybody listening out there, it'd be and if you're a dog lover, what a great way to spend some of your hours to volunteer either at the shelter and then graduate into the Mod Squad or just help out in some other way financially, too.
Instead of bringing five dogs home yourself.
Well, that would be...
You which people want to do, especially, I know somebody who lives in my house who might want to do that, become a trainer, and so that they could be adopted out easily or more easily elsewhere.
Yeah.
How many dogs have gone through the program there in the tenure that you've been there in the 3 years?
Since the program started, we have adopted, the program is adopted six, there's been 66 dogs adopted, which equals out to a 91% adoption
rate.
Wow.
Wow. So it's effective. Dogs. 66 yeah. dogs who couldn't really be in a home with a family probably
right.
prior to coming
these,
to you guys.
These, if we didn't have a program, these 66 dogs would spend two or three times longer at the shelter.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for helping these dogs get into homes and helping people
no problem.
Get dogs.
Thank you.
No problem for Shiloh either. He's still just sitting here.
He's just chilling. That's Ethan Larson. He's the program coordinator for the Mod Squad, which is part of the Great River Rescue here in Bemidji, getting dogs into homes and off the streets.
Dog modification.
That's right.
Science marches on.
That's right. Airy Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.